Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Praise God, praise God, amen. It's a blessing to be for you again. Praise the Lord, amen. Praise God. I'm Dr. Clarice Cheney, your host.
And I'm Americus Cheney, your host.
And I'm Apostle Randy Anderson.
Of your ministry?
Yes, my ministry, the mind of Christ.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Amen. We have, praise God. God is going to, I know, going to move today, and I believe that some people are going to get delivered and set free today. Amen. We're going in the year of 2019. Praise God. And going into that year, there's some things that some of you men of God been holding on to, praise God, that you need to let go. Amen. So we're going to be talking today about forgiveness is necessary. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm coming from the scripture of Colossians, the third chapter, the 13th verse says, praise God, it says, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgive you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Forgiveness is so important, and right now it is necessary. Amen. You don't want to go into 2019 holding on to grudges, holding on to something someone done to you. Praise God. Amen. And what is forgiveness? Praise God. When you look at forgiveness, you want to look at it. Mean when you forgive, what it means is that you're making peace with the pain and you ready to let go. Amen.
Amen.
Forgiveness is not something we do for others. It's something we do for ourselves.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Not forgiving. Guess what? Not forgiving is just like, it's just like you're trapped. Amen. And your mind is like you trapped. Praise God. It's like you trapped in a jail of bitterness. You're trapped in the jail of hate, and you're serving time for someone else crying. Amen.
That's good.
Praise
That's
God. Good. So if you look at it like that, you may want to forgive. Praise God. So we have an awesome panel here today that's going to help you, amen, with forgiveness. So praise God. As of the day you let it go, praise God. So when the year 2019 come in, before that time, you all free of anything somebody ever done to you. Amen. But I'm going to start out, praise God, with Apostle Cheney. Amen.
Hey, amen. And this is a powerful subject, because a lot of times we can't forgive ourselves.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And when you can't forgive yourself, you become confined. Then if you're confined, then you're straight.
Yes.
Then there's not enough room to believe who God is.
Mm.
If you're entrapped in your mind and in your spirit, you hold to the fact what you used to do.
Yes.
Mm.
And then that becomes your treasure. Because
yes,
the scripture said where your heart is.
Yes, sir.
Then your treasure, because you haven't forgiven yourself. You have trespassed the power of God. You say, well, brother, what do you mean you trespass? Yes, you have. Because if he said that he's forgiven you and you haven't forgiven yourself, then you have trespassed the order of God. To say that God is not enough, that I can't forgive me.
Right.
And we can come back a little bit more.
I like that, because when you were saying something about forgiving yourself, it took me back to some years, praise God, when I, praise God, I was a little upset with my own self.
Yes.
Because some things that I allowed to happen.
Yes.
Amen. And when you like that, it's a weight. Y'all ever know a weight? You know, on your back, praise God. And it was a weight on me. And when I released it, and I started feeling better about myself.
Yes.
Praise God. But it'll even carry to the way you even look.
Absolutely.
Amen. Because somebody can tell something wrong with you, because you're carrying that weight.
Mess with your countenance.
Amen. Yeah, come on now. Come on
lay
now.
Lay aside every weight and every sin.
Yes.
And it's easily to beget you. The scripture says, Jesus, come unto me, all ye that labor.
Yes.
And are heavy laden. Take my yoke. A yoke is something like a lock that is placed on a person's neck.
Yes.
And then wherever the yoke goes, you have to go.
Right.
So he said, take that upon you and then learn of me.
Because
my friend, you will find out that I'm lowly in heart.
Yes.
And my way is easy. Amen. Yes. My burden is light. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask my Apostle Anderson. Apostle Anderson, what is forgiveness a most powerful thing that you can do?
The most powerful thing that you can do is to forgive, like you said, yourself. Because you yourself can put yourself in a cave.
Yes.
In a cave in your mind.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm saying this because of experience. I was in a cave for 2 years of the situation that I went through.
My God.
For 2 years I was in that cave that it felt like I was walking through a tunnel, but there was no way out. But thank God I had a praying grandmother and a praying mom.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
That was praying. And I was praying too, sir.
Hallelujah.
That was praying for me.
Mm.
And then once I learned how to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen. Because you forgive, that doesn't mean that you don't forget.
Come on, yes.
So if you hit me in my face, I'm going to forgive you. But I ain't going to forget. You know,
yes.
So I still have the memory, but the memory don't keep me in bondage.
Hallelujah. Yes. That's a good way to put it.
The memory doesn't keep me in bondage.
I love it.
I have learned to let God be God and be Lord in my life, where he can remove the stain.
Amen. Yes, that's good. That's
remove
good.
The stain. See, when you're in love with God and you went through something tragic like I did, you felt that you let God down.
Yes. That's what I'm talking Hallelujah. About. That's what I'm talking
you
about.
You felt
yes.
like you let him down.
Yes.
And by me feeling like that, I was putting myself in a cage, in a bondage, and the weight that was on my shoulder. But then when I got alone and I started fasting and praying and asking God, why? He let me know why. And he told me, say, let it go.
Let it go.
Yes.
And when he told me that and I let it go, like you said, I felt the weight come off my shoulder.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I just believe God that many preachers, prophet, apostles.
Yes.
You're going through something. I told my father in the ministry, I said, this is the time that apostles and prophets finna be tested and tried. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
To
hallelujah.
The glory.
Hallelujah.
And some things that you are going through is not because of what you have done. It's because what God is want to do through you.
Amen. That's amen.
Good. That's good. That's
and you good. Got to learn how to forgive yourself.
My God.
Yes.
I
think the authority, exousia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes yeah. the authority is still there. If it is, then Yod, the hand of God, the Hebrew
yes.
word Yod,
yes. yeah.
or staff or rod.
Yes.
And it still corrects us.
Yes.
Although God's mercy has lifted up the burden, we still bring ourselves back and we discipline ourselves to something that we've already been forgiven for.
Absolutely.
That is so good.
And that is something that we are doing now. We're still whipping ourselves
yes. Yes.
over something that has happened years ago
yes.
or something you may have caused someone to go in error.
Yes.
But yet you're disciplining yourself continually about it. Now, have you made peace with it?
Yes.
Then, and if you haven't, the Bible says, go be reconciling to your brother.
That's right. That's right.
And whatnot.
That is so awesome. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to ask you, Apostle Cheney, how is forgiveness related to health?
Because, I mean, that's powerful because it does, because when you're weighted down.
Yes.
And when
yes.
you're weighted down, you're stressed.
Yes.
And when you're stressed, it can affect your physical body.
Yes.
And cause all kinds of diseases and things like that to come upon you.
Yes.
Nevertheless, and I like to use the word preadventure. We know that's the Hebrew word.
Mm-hmm.
The power of God can come and release you and free you from it at any time you can call upon the Lord. So, but it can bring health issues.
Yes, that is so awesome. Absolutely. Amen. Go ahead, Apostle.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We put things on ourselves that God never intended for us to put on ourselves.
Amen, amen.
Yes.
When he said, my yoke
is
easy. So, and like a man of God was saying, a yoke, like a horse, when they put a yoke around a horse's neck, the head can only move with a yoke turn.
Yes.
So if God is turning you, moving you in the direction of forgiveness and speaking to your heart now to forgive those that did anything wrong to you.
Yes,
those that
come on
that lied on you.
Yes,
That scandalized your name.
Yes.
If you can go to them and say thank you, I release you.
Yes, that is good. Amen.
I forgive you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That's God.
That's God.
And you release yourself from what they have charged you to.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You release yourself from have said or charged you. Mm. And that's powerful.
Yes.
Because now you're talking like your father.
Yes.
I release you. I release everything that you said or done. And guess what? I forgive you.
I forgive you.
Now, actually, after you don't ask them forgive, hey, do you mind going to lunch with me?
Come on now.
That's take daddy. Him out to eat. That's our daddy.
That's
amen. Right.
That's love.
That's love. That's
love.
That absolutely. Is truly love. And you know, it's so awesome. I shared the testimony that happened to me years ago when I was a young girl and how I was sexually violated. And for a long time, I held that on to that person, to what they did to me. Mm-hmm. I was very, very upset. And through all that, they thought I had ulcers because I was still holding on to unforgiveness. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have ulcers. Amen. But I never forget it. I prayed and I say, okay, God, I forgive them. Amen. I even called them and told them I forgive them. And guess what, y'all? I no longer had no stomach aches.
Amen.
Amen. So it was causing a lot of issues in my body.
Yes.
And
yes.
It really wasn't what I thought it was. I wasn't ulcers. It's because I did not want to forgive.
But guess what?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Guess what? The minute,
mm-hmm.
the minute you said, Lord, I forgive them.
Yes.
God said, I was waiting on you to say that.
Yes, right.
Yes.
That is so awesome.
So now since you have said that, now let me do what I got to do.
Yes, amen. Yes, amen.
Because no one does it better than him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle Cheney, let me ask you this. If when you forgive a person, then they constantly hurt you. Just explain to them how you respond to that. If you constantly forgiving a person, they constantly hurting you. Praise God.
Well, we cannot allow people to cause us to be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference when an individual begin to do something unknowingly or and cause us to have that stain, how the man of God said, that stain upon our lives, that they'll begin to trample over us. There's a, there's a difference from turn the other cheek,
yes.
from being idle and stupid,
right.
or mm-hmm. laden with foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
That's not forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
That's being ignorant. And so God's grace, it carries to a point where I forgive you, I love you. Even God's mercy
mm-hmm.
is everlasting to everlasting. But at the same token, the Bible says, be ye not mocked, for God is not... God is not mocked. Be ye not deceived, for God is not mocked. But whatsoever man soweth, that soweth he also reap. So you cannot allow an individual to continue to mistreat you. This
amen.
Is abuse.
Amen, amen.
And abuse has nothing to do with unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
This is neglect. And so no one should neglect us or abuse us.
Amen, amen.
Absolutely.
Praise God, amen. You want to say something, Apostle?
No.
Anderson, amen, amen. Well, Apostle Anderson, tell them, what steps would they take on how to forgive?
What step would they take? Well, mm-hmm. first of all, we always know that you got to forgive yourself. That's the first
step. Yes, yes.
The second step is that you got to find yourself in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yes, that's good.
That way you won't become bitter.
Yes, that's good. That's good.
Hate. That's the second step. The third step, now let's go to that individual.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it. Let's let them know that this is how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And after you done that, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
God do the rest.
God do the rest.
He does the rest. And let me tell you something. In my state that I was, if God didn't have the hand on me, if the Holy Ghost wasn't in me, I probably would have been dead or in prison.
Yes.
But God.
But God.
Can I say that one more time?
My God.
Go ahead.
But God.
But God. Abba Father.
Yeah.
Come on now.
The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, man. I can remember I was driving over the Buckman Bridge. God, I love you. And I was angry, and I said, God, I'm not preaching your word.
My God.
I said, God, I'm not preaching your word anymore. I'm done with you. And the Holy Spirit said this to me. He said, remember the vow you made to me.
My God, thank you.
Remember Jesus. You said, for God I live.
For God I die.
And when he said that, man of God, something on the inside just shook. And I started weeping. And I asked the Lord, forgive me for even uttering them things out of my mouth.
Yes.
Because I know the calling that you placed on my life.
Yes.
And after that, things started to change.
My God.
The road, the weight got lighter.
Yes, yes. Mm.
And then when I told them, I forgive you. And I pray for your success.
Yes.
I pray that everything that you touch turns to gold.
My God.
Glory, glory.
That is awesome.
And when I did that, man, the weight, then everything just melted. And God was like, that's all I wanted you to do.
And I hope there are those that are listening, because your testimony is very powerful. You know, you said something, man, I got it. You said find yourself in the Word.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of times we can't forgive without the Spirit of God.
Right. No, we cannot.
And then I don't know why this is in my spirit. It's for someone. A lot of times we don't forgive God.
Right. Right.
Woo. We hold him to things.
I've been there. That's it.
That we've gone through, or things that we're going through.
Been there.
That is so good.
And we become embittered and know it.
Yes, sir.
Then we become enraged.
Yes.
With the consciousness that we have set in the inner parts of us.
Yes.
So anytime something comes and happens, we'll say, why God?
Why God?
Because there's always a why.
Right.
Because they're still in the depth and the core of your inner being.
But the why belongs to him.
But the why, because he said, who is man?
That's right.
And when we first understand the state of God and who he is first.
Yes, yes.
The why belongs to him.
That is so awesome. Yes.
And he loves us. We don't know why things happen. But we know that he loves us with an everlasting love.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Apostle Cheney, excuse me. Apostle Cheney, I was there because I'm thinking about Apostle Turner as well. What happened if you forgive and a person won't receive your forgiveness?
Well, the Bible say go to the church.
That's right.
Go to him first. You don't want to receive it. Go, you know, take it to the test. Take it to a matured individual. And if they don't want to hear you, then take it to the church. And that goes for anything. A person really doesn't owe you anything to forgive you. You have to have enough strength to forgive them that they don't forgive you.
That's right. That's right.
Because they're not empowered.
That's right.
You empower them when you allow them to cause you to forgive, not to forgive them because they won't forgive you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. See, sticking stones. And what happens? And even in that little sentiment, that cliche, you're still saying something, because you're still saying sticking stones may break me, but your words may never hurt me. But at the same token, by you even saying it, and we put ourselves in dangerous positions because we cause our destiny to be aloof.
Yes.
We cause our destiny to be stagnated, because if we don't forgive our brother their transgression, then he cannot forgive us ours.
That's it. That's what the Bible says.
You love me, but you don't love your brother who you see.
You've never seen me.
Yeah, so by me not forgiving that person, that person becomes my warden.
Yes.
And I'm a prisoner to that person.
Yes.
That's good.
That's good. That's
I'm
good.
A prisoner to that person.
To the thought of what was done.
Yes. That's right.
Probably years and years ago.
Come on now.
Yeah, I'm a prisoner to that. And that person got me in prison. And guess what?
Yes.
That person is going on with their life.
Come on now. Yes. I was going to take that. That's it. You said it.
holding the change to their neck.
Come on. Right. They ain't thought about it no more.
And a lot of us, we use the excuses. Well, I just want to tell somebody a testimony. If the Lord haven't told you to release it as a testimony, then you shut your mouth.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, I need to tell somebody, because maybe it can help somebody. But if the Lord had tell you to release it, then don't release, because it can't help nobody but you trying to hurt that other individual.
Absolutely.
Or what you're trying to appease your own hurt.
That's right.
Or what they have done to you.
Yes.
Well, hurtful people do hurtful things.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Amen.
Amen.
Absolutely. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That is awesome. Praise God. I know if that you wanted to continue to comment on that.
Like you say, hurtful people does hurtful things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that hurt tries to turn into revenge.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Revenge. And when a person get in that mindset, that means they'll do anything to hurt you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that's
even
not
greater than how you hurt them.
Mm.
So we have to be prayerful.
Yes.
Even if a person don't know how to pray, it's still my job to pray for them.
Amen, amen.
It's still my job to release them from what they've done to me and go on about my life.
Yes.
That's good. You said something about resent.
Yes.
And then my wife, she's the host. So yes. Sometimes we're resentful to our own selves.
Absolutely.
Because what we'll do, we resent what we should have done last year or this year, and we become resentful.
Mm-hmm.
Then we try to target an issue with not the favor of the Lord, not the power of God, and not with destiny purpose, but just because we failed in an area. You're holding there, those that are listening, you're holding them to that relationship because you haven't forgiven yourself for allowing them to come in. Allowing them even to be a part of your life. And you're holding to them. You're holding true to something that is in a relationship that has been dead long time ago.
That was all about to say. Amen. Go ahead. That Go is ahead. So awesome. It's good what you're saying.
You become captive in something that you've been freed from. Go ahead and loose yourself.
Yes.
Shake the dust off your feet. You don't owe nobody nothing.
Yeah.
The Bible says, no man nothing but the love and the peace of God. But love. And so we become, because we'll say, well, this should not have happened. This could not have happened. And we put breaks in, and not knowing that God will break through. It's a scripture in the Psalms that how God will break the iron gate and the brass gates and the iron chains to deliver us. He sent his word to heal us. Some of us, some of those that are listening need to be healed from unforgiveness.
Yes, yes, yes. Like you were saying earlier, even in a relationship, that relationship probably been over 20 years ago. You still mad at that ex. Amen. And that's just not God. I'm talking about the people of God. Praise God. You still mad at the ex because of what they did. They gone on with their life.
And when you do
nothing. Why you can't go on with yours? Amen.
And when you do, you still
forgive. Amen.
Empower those soul ties.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
I just want to say, no, you empowering those soul ties. I'm going to tell you again, those that are listening. And every time, especially if you remarried.
Yes.
Okay. For the good thing, good part of it. And something might have happened, and you're holding them down. You're still connected to soul ties when you're still telling somebody about your ex, what they done and what they could not have done and what they should have done, and you remarried.
And that should not be. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, we need to let that go. Like we were saying earlier, let it go. Amen. You have yourself bound up. You in bondage. And it's actually, sometimes what happens, you see, sometimes even if you had some children in that relationship, you take it out on the children. You and that spouse been over years ago. The children are still suffering because you look like the dad or you look like the mom. Amen. Yes. Let that go. Release it. Amen. And get yourself up out of bondage. Get yourself, remember, forgiveness is for you. Praise God. That person gone on with their life.
The Bible say, purge your consciousness from dead works.
Yes.
When we have love, the Bible say, perfect love covers the multitude of sin. But then it casts it all. Fear. Let me tell you what the scripture says. What it means is that we become confined to slavery.
Yes.
See, we the Bible say he's not giving us a spirit of fear to fear again unto bondage, because he has set us free. You are not a slave. I'm not the son of Hagar.
Right.
I'm a son of Abraham.
Yes.
Even though Ishmael was the son of Abraham, but the Bible said that he was the son of the bondswoman. See, and you can tie yourself down. God loves you, and don't those that are out there, you've done so many things. Ask the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, come in me, Lord.
Yeah.
Forgive me that I hurt others.
Hallelujah.
And my sins, and don't hold it bound to me, Lord. And Father God, bless me to continue to love others.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to ask, amen, Apostle Cheney or Apostle Anderson, explain to them forgiveness. Is it a feeling or is it a decision?
It's annoying.
Amen.
It's not even a feeling or it's annoying. When I forgive you, I know that I have.
Mm.
And I know that God has accepted me.
Mm-hmm.
To Amen. Let you go.
My God.
I see, that's the problem with the church. We go on feelings, emotion, and God is not about emotion.
No, he's not.
He's a spirit. We just have to know.
Yes.
So I believe it's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
It's annoying.
And I think within that, the part of it is the action, the verb part of that.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do when we know that there are those that have hurt us? And and we put it in our hearts to forgive them. Because there's people that you never would see again that Absolutely. You hurt or wounded.
Mm.
See, and that's what the part that you were saying, man of God, within your heart to forgive them and say, Lord, forgive me for doing what I've done to that individual.
Yes, amen. That is good. Amen. Praise God. I have a prayer that, amen, I want each person that can repeat after me with God and forgiveness. Helping yourself, amen. And as I said, just repeat after me. It said,
Lord,
just as you so generously,
just as so generously
forgave me,
help me
also to forgive
others,
and not to keep form of hate,
and not to keep the form of hate,
anger,
our revenge
within my mind, amen. Restore the power
of love
upon me.
Just as I forgave
them. You also have forgiven me. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We want you to join us tomorrow, Soul Harvest Ministries. We want you to join us. We having our friends and family day tomorrow. And it's going to be at 12:30. The address is 573 Oak Leaf Plantation Parkway. Praise God. And that's in the Orange Park area. We would love for you to join us. Amen. We would look to see you. And we just thank you for joining us this weekend. We look forward to talking to you. Amen. Being a blessing to you next week. And remember, praise God, forgiveness. Amen. You want to forgive. He say forgive just as he has forgiven us. Amen. If we don't forgive, he won't forgive us for our sins. Yes. And how many times should you forgive? The Bible says 70 times 70. Amen. Yes. So Amen. We want to forgive. We want to show love. That's what it's all about. Amen.
Amen. Until next time, may God bless you.
And you be blessed. Amen.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.